time fences, and zones. Two techniques used to reduce nervousness and handle any changes to the master production schedule while still maintaining the desired level of stability are time fences and zones, as shown in Exhibit 4-69. Exhibit 4-69. Time fences and zones. A time fence is defined by the ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary as a policy or guideline established to note where various restrictions or changes in operating procedures take place. For example, changes to the master production schedule, MPS, can be accomplished easily beyond the cumulative lead time, while changes inside the cumulative lead time become increasingly more difficult to a point where changes should be resisted. Time fences can be used to define these points. C. Demand time fence, DTF, frozen zone, hedge, planning time fence. Master scheduling uses time fences to determine what kind of changes in volume and variety are allowed for orders as they move from order receipt through to production. The demand time fence, DTF, is defined in the ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary as 1. That point in time inside of which the forecast is no longer included in total demand and projected available inventory calculations. Inside this point, only customer orders are considered. Beyond this point, total demand is a combination of actual orders and forecasts. 2. In some contexts, the DTF may correspond to that point in the future inside which changes to the master schedule must be approved by an authority higher than the master scheduler. Beyond the DTF, the master scheduler may change the master production schedule, MPS, within the limits of established rescheduling rules without the approval of higher authority. C. Frozen zone, option over planning, planning time fence, time fence. Stated more briefly, the demand time fence, DTF, is like a cutoff line that decides when the planner uses real orders versus forecasts derived from the S&OP production plan and other inputs. The DTF also indicates who has the power to change the production plan. Inside the DTF, one is in the frozen zone, so changes are seldom permitted. If they are made, it is only with the approval of senior management. The DTF usually covers the period of actual production time, but this duration is determined by management. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines the planning time fence, PTF, as a point in time denoted in the planning horizon of the master scheduling process that marks a boundary inside of which changes to the schedule may adversely affect component schedules, capacity plans, customer deliveries, and cost. Outside the planning time fence, customer orders can be booked, and changes to the master schedule can be made within the constraints of the production plan. Changes inside the planning time fence must be made manually by the master scheduler. SIN. Planning fence. C. Cumulative lead time. Demand time fence. DTF. Firm planned order. FPO. Liquid zone. Planned order. Planning horizon. Slushy zone. Time fence. Beyond the planning time fence. PTF. The planner may assume unconstrained capacity and materials. The PTF is always longer than the cumulative lead time for the product and its components. Between the PTF and the DTF is the slushy zone. Changes here can be made by the master scheduler. The PTF is almost always set as the longest cumulative lead time of the product. Rough cut capacity planning calculates loadout through the PTF. The planning horizon should extend beyond the planning time fence. In sales and operations planning, the How to Handbook, Wallace and Stahl recommend that the total planning horizon should extend an extra 25 to 50% of time beyond the PTF. This gives the master scheduler visibility to demand that is approaching the PTF. The area outside the PTF is called the liquid zone because the EERP system can automatically make adjustments as it engages in planning or replanning activities. Exhibit 4-70 reviews the three zones these fences create, the implications of each zone, and who would need to approve any requested changes that fall within it. Note that zone names may vary, for example, emergency, trading, future planning. It is useful for organizations to establish zones to focus attention on what can and cannot be changed within a particular zone. Exhibit 4-70, Function of Zones and Time Fences. There is a management decision point whenever a purchase component is received or a manufactured component is completed, to commit the item as an input to the process it was intended for, to use the item as an input for some other item, or to put the item into inventory for general use. When this commitment is made, the available options are reduced and the cost incurred in purchasing or producing the component is accepted as a cost related to producing the item. As seen in Exhibit 4-71, An organization will have different locations for its PTFS because different products will have different cumulative lead times. The exhibit also shows that the manufacturing environment used may impact the duration of the DTF. In this example, the MTO product needs to be frozen sooner, perhaps because custom products often have little or no sale value to a different customer. Exhibit 4-71, Zones and Time Fences. Exhibit 4-72 shows the demand time fence and planning time fence, and the zones they create on a master scheduling grid. Exhibit 4-72, Master Scheduling Grid with Time Fences. Use of these zones generates stability while allowing things to change as either demand changes or to correct errors, such as the wrong quantities, wrong products, or wrong shipping dates. Since the discussion of zones indicated that orders versus forecasts are used differently, the PIB calculations will differ depending on whether or not these time fences are used. Calculating PIB when time fences are not used. One way to coordinate master production schedule changes is to use the projected available balance, PIB. If the on-hand inventory is not accurate, it impacts the organization all the way to the master schedule. The formula for the PIB calculation is as follows. Note that the constrained demand is the per-period demand plan for the individual end item based on the disaggregated S and OP production plan, disaggregated to the item level from the family level. This demand has been constrained by the overall volume limits for the product family per the S and OP production plan. The objective of the PIB calculation is to determine the projected inventory levels and their sufficiency at the end of each period. The calculation leads to decisions on whether to schedule an MPS receipt in the MPS row in specific periods in the planning horizon. It also allows sales and customer service to determine if they are able to promise shipment of orders received in the weeks throughout the planning horizon. Exhibit 4-73 illustrates the importance of the PIB calculation to managing master production schedule changes. Given the constrained demand shown and a level production of 10 units, the PIB calculation tells you what your projected inventory level is at the end of each period and whether it is sufficient to cover the constrained demand. Note that the decision to use a level production plan is made at the S and OP level. In this example, the total constrained demand is 43 units and the total MPS quantity for the first 5 periods is 50 units. The projected available balance will increase by 7 units over the 5-week period. Exhibit 4-73. Projected available balance example. Calculating PIB when time fences are used. The use of a demand time fence requires revising the formula for how to calculate the PIB. The calculation now differs according to what side of the demand time fence we are on. Exhibit 4-74 has a customer orders line, also called a backlog, and it shows a demand time fence after week 3 and a planning time fence after week 13. Assume that 13 weeks is the cumulative lead time for the product. Exhibit 4-74, Master Production Schedule with Demand Time Fence and Customer Orders. The rules for calculating the projected available balance before the demand time fence follow along with examples from the exhibit. Note that in period 1, the prior period PIB will be the on-hand balance, so this otherwise identical formula is not shown. The rules for calculating the projected available balance after the demand time fence follow along with examples from the exhibit. Adding this detail causes the PIB to change per period, and it could also alter when MPS orders should be scheduled, since the PIB might not go negative when it would have if based only on the constrained demand. After the demand time fence, the constrained demand is consistently higher than the customer orders in this example, so it is used in each case. This will often be true, since there will tend to be fewer and fewer customer orders the further one goes into the future. Customers haven't ordered yet. However, if a large order came in that was higher than the constrained demand, this would be used for scheduling.